We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, and we are starting six lines from the top of Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Boy Yirash Lakish, Mao Shemayayid Odom Lebnoi Katam. We know in the Torah is a mitzvah of Yud, which means that when you take an Amud of Riyah, there's a mitzvah to marry for the master, for the Odom, to marry the Amud of Riyah. And if he marries the Amud of Riyah, becomes his regular wife. And the pasuk says, not only could he do it for himself, but v'im livno yeodeno k'mishmat habonis ya'asala. You could do yiud to your son. That means the son doesn't have to give any kedushin. Usually a father does not do kedushin for his son. But here, he could use the money that he received for the amavriya and marry her off to his son without a new kedushin. That kedushin would be done for his son. It's a major chiddush of v'im livno yeodeno. So it says over here in the Gemara, Shaila is, could the bunny be a katan or not? But Erish Lakush, Ma'osh Miyad Od B'noi Katan, B'noi Abrahmano, B'noi Kaldu, any son. Oy Dilma, B'noi Dum Yididay, maybe a son Dum Yid to you, Ma'hu Gadol, just like you are a Gadol, you could do Yid if you're a Gadol, Af B'noi Gadol, your son also has to be a Gadol. Omrab Zeira, Toshima, let's try to bring a riot to this. It says in the Braisa, a miyat from the Pasuk. The Pasuk it says, regarding Eishas Ish, it says, V'ish, Asher Yinaf Es Eishas Ish, Asher Yinaf Es Eishas Re'u, Mois Yumas Hanoyef Hanoyefes. The Pasuk says, if someone is Mezana with the Eishas Ish, they get Misa. And it says, the person who's Mezana was an Ish, who's Mezana with an Eishas Ish. It says twice the word Ish. So Ish Prat L'Katan. The first part is that the one who's Mezana, for him to be Chayav Einish, you got to be a Gadol, not a Katan. Now, right there, stop right there. What do you mean, miyat to mayat a katan? A katan is not chayiv mitzvahs. So, toisvahs, divra maskal ish, asked that question.
But
the ask of her? Yeah, but it says ish is probably katan for him.
Yeah, but if
no, a bia is fantastic, it is a bia. You actually don't need ish to ask her.
She's
right, you don't need even a katan has that loch. Even a ben test has that loch. Once you're nine, it's a bia is bia. If he's a mamzer, for example, to ask her. Here's someone ish actually, and not talking about the ask her, talking about the ish, which is ish on the person doing it. So zok taisvis, v'af agav the katan lav bar inchin hu, mekamokim itzra krali muta, even though katan not a bar inchin, you need a pasuk to mayit, the kasalka daitach, there'll be a havamina that the katan will get misa, even though he's not chayiv anchin, because since he caused the eishes ish to be chayiv misa, because she's the eishes mizana, so we'd have a havamina maybe kill him, just like you kill a behema when a behema is mizana because of kloin, maybe you kill him also. Kamashlo, no, he does not get misa.
What kind of proof
is there
for the eishes? If the katan killed somebody, would you kill the katan?
No.
No,
because somebody asks if behemoth kills someone, they do kill behemoth. But the halacha is that if there's a ma'aseh znus between a behemoth and a isha, we kill the behemoth also. The behemoth is not chayav anchin because of kloin. Here we have mina. They kill the behemoth static. Mashmal, no. The second part, asher yinafesh eishes ish prat la eishes katan. Coming to afuke eishes katan, that the only chayav eishes ish if the isha is married to a ish, not to a katan.
How would you describe a married lady?
V'iyam what?
How else would you describe a married lady?
A good question. Okay. The ish is baal, maybe. Ish is baal. Why ish is ish? So that has to be, it can't be ish is katan. V'iyashminon. V'iyashminon. V'iyamrat v'iyayid imkein. Metzinu ish is the katan. If you have yiyud, you do have ish is the katan. The question more is like this. That if they were saying eishes ish is only possible if it's a gadol, chare it's not true. If you can do yid to your son who's a katan, we can have eishes ish that's a katan. Because if the father, usually a katan can't do it, you're right, a katan cannot become an eishes ish because a katan can't do a kedushin. But here, there's a case with a yid. Ve'elamai, so Mark's like, ve'elamai, you're going to tell me, einam yayid? But elamai, einam yayid? Elamai, you can say that you're not miyayid, they don't do yid? So what do you need a miyat for? So what was that? You're saying you need a miyat. Now, obviously, if that's possible, you don't need a miyat. So if I care it should be a riot that there is yud. Velamai ain't a miyat. Amai ka miyat lekra. What do you need a miyat for? If lechayra, if it was no miyat, you don't need a miyat. Teretz says if I care it's a riot that there is yud, and still there'll be a miyat. In such a case, there's no eshish. Tishu neidu miyat. Obviously, it's miyat. So basically, we want to know what would be the case that you need a miyat for. We're saying, if I care, if you need a miyat, it means that there is a case that's possible. What's the question? We're talking about here a ben tes that was by yevimta. Now, we know a ben tes, someone who's 9 years old, has no das, but he does have, his bia is called a bia. And we know also that by yavam, yavam works by karcha, you don't need das for yibum. So here, talking about a ben tes that was by yevimta, which means his brother died without children, and the yavam fell to him, to the katan. And it was Baal Yevimtai. Asking, the Midraisa Chazila. Midraisa, it's a good marriage. So, Mao the time, keeping the Raisa Chazila of Yasa Bia. Habal Lemes Chayvesh Zish, since Midraisa is a good Bia. And it's a good marriage. You should be Chayvesh Zish. Kamash Vallah, no, you're not Chayvesh Zish. So, it come out that it's a Miat over here, that really it works, Ben Tess. But Lemaisa, there we have a Miat. And for some reason, there we have a Miat. For some reason, we'll be a Miat there. That by a ben tes be different. Now, that's how Rashi learns. That really, midraisa, a ben tes, a 9 year old could do yibum. And really, midraisa, a koina. Like Rashi says, kuloim as kukula ba isabi, a lechol dava, a kana liarsha, kritan ben tesha ba vinta kana, a koina. But here, it's a mi, there's no eshish on that. Taisus takes issue with that. Taisus is not true. Taisus, the Ramas Midraisa says, Vikasha, that is that in the only midrabanan, lefaisa manachim. The ben tes is even only midrabanan. There's no such thing as Kenyan deraisa there. So how you read the Gemara? You read the Gemara like this: that you would think that midraisa it should work since even works by karcha, and because bias a katan is a bia, so you would think that it's good. Kamash malon the pasuk that it's not a bia. Kamash malon that's not a bia. It's not a good Kenyan. That's what comes out. Kamash malon is not a good Kenyan. So the only question is that why don't you ask over here? That L'chaira, have a different question. So what is the Gemara coming out like this? What's the case of Ma'id Eshish? The Gemara's question was really, what do you need Miyat for? Who's married to her that you need Miyat? Teretz says, I'm talking about Ben Tess. Kamashmal on the Chiddish, that doesn't work. Yibum does not work by a Ben Tess. Freik the Tais to Haggad, the Tais to Sarash, why don't you say that it's talking about Yud on a Benoi Katan, and Kamashmal, that Yud on a Benoi Katan doesn't work? How do you know to Zetzerayim by Yavama and learn that out? Learn how to yield. So the Tosfos Rosh in the there's like a Haggah on Tosfos Rosh. He asks the Kashmir. Mio kati kashli the fishitas a Rav at Tosfos a my nayid Rav Ashi mi yield. What can we have a katan? Hakanami, you could have said have matzot chuyid. The elam be yield. I recall the patri of miso meil shemino the loav yield. Veiguva shminon. Mao the tem bray kaldu. Yeah. So yeshi Ashi says echanami. The matzot chuyid hachi. Al da difa minay shmino Rav Ashi. Philip gav a yavam shitlam ba'alma. You there, it's like even there, it's not a big chiddush. Even there, it's not a good kedusha. My avolah, what's the halacha lemaisa by Benoi Katan? Toshima, on Rav Avraham of Yanai, ein yir el begadol. The yir tak only works by a gadol, not by Benoi Katan. And also ein yir el medas. Yir it only works medas. The person getting married has to have das. Freidi Gemara Tarti, is that the same thing? A gadol and bardas are the same thing. Saying it has to be a gadol, has to be a bardas. We know that. So the Gemara Ella. So Mar says, "El Mar saying is Matam Kava Matam Ein Yird Al Begadol Fisha Ein Yird Al Medas." Why is it Ein Yird Begadol? Because you need Yird Medas. That's Teres number one Pshat. Avada the Maskana is Ein Yird Al Begadol, like it says over here in this Ibn Shem Rav Yani says that it has to be a Gadol. The Shaila is, what does it mean Ein Yird Al Begadol Ein Yird Al Medas? Why did it say it over twice? First Pshat is Tarti Matam Kama. And Boisei Menobshat in the second half of Rav Yanai is, and Boisei Menobshat Midas, Midas Dido. Yud has to be done by a Gadol, and you need her Das. The Toni Abaya Berei de Rabavo. It says in the Pasuk, Ashalo Yada, Melamed, we dash the word Yada, Shetzorach Liyada, which means some have a Girsa, Tzorach Liyada, they have to know, she has to know about it. She has to know about it. Now, Rashi learns what it means is, that she has to accept the yid. Who tani la? So Abaya Bereid Ravo brings down this brayse, this drasha, that she has to agree. But who amala? We're talking about bekdusha yid valiba de Rav Yosi v'Rav Yehuda. The amah moyes harishonis lav lekdusha nitnu. Like we'll see a few times this amid, we saw a little bit on yesterday's amid, that there's a machlekes lefi Abaya at least Bereid Ravo, machlekes Rav Yosi v'Yehuda and the Rabbanon. If moyes harishonis lekedushin inu or lava kedushin inu, and it's a very yisoidis tikka machlokes, what how yud works according to the rabbanon, yud works with the money the master gives for the amah. That money is moyes kedushin. And then when he decides to do a marriage 3 years later, lemafreya, it's a kedushin from today, from when he gave the money. That's how the Rabbanon learned. Rabbi Yehuda learns, according to Abaya, that the kedushin doesn't work then. The kedushin works when 3 years in, he decides he wants to marry her. So he tells her like this: you know, you have 3 years left to work. You have to work for me. I'm going to be meichel that work, and with that, I want to do the marriage. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that's not Moyus or Shana's kedushin anew, we understand they need her das. Why? Because right now, you are doing the marriage. But according to the Rabbanon, that the transaction was done 3 years ago with the father and the master, so then what is we need her das for? It was done. It's a done deal. It's a done deal from then already. So that's what he says. Who tani law, who amma law, but kedushin here, believe it, Rabbi Yehuda, the amma, Moyus ha-reshan is lav le-kedushin anew. And therefore, that's why you have to have an idea. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Afilu Tema LeKedushin Itnu Shani Alcha Dorachmana Yaada. Rav Yitzchak says, even if you say that Moish Harishon is Kedushin Itnu, still Shani Alcha Dorachmana Yaada. Here it says you have to know. So that's what it's Xeris Akasev. You're right. The Kedushin was done 3 years ago, but the Xeris Akasev that it has to be done Ayidei Yidia of the Isha of the Amma. She has to know about it. Now I just want to speak out. That we explained, that what does Yediyah mean? You have to have, she has to accept the Yid. There's a Tosis on Daf Hey that says that it just means you have to Moidiyah her. For those that want to look at the Tosis, it's four lines on the bottom of Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Tosis says, that it starts at the end of the line, Isa says, going to Adam Yairis of Riyab is Kesav Ignas, so Bakarchel Sha'av, Ubakarchel Sha'bas. It can be forced from the Bas. The harder meaning like come on, Asher lo yada sharach liyada lo yitzarach lasis meritzayna. Tosis says elo shesarach lo hidia shel shem kedushin miyada. That means Tosis is a rain time shita holds. They don't have to ask her permission. You just have to let her know that you're doing it. The Tosis. Yeah.
She's a katana. What's that
doing? That's part of the gzeiras kasa of yid that her das works. Right. Katana can't make a decision herself either. Same question you asked me. Right? That's part of the gzeiras kasa. That's the part of the gzeiras kasa of yid. If I care, they ask, if you learn that the Moshe Shana kedushin, what's the chiddush of yid then? You can't do kedushin with the father? What's the big deal? It's a chiddush of yid. That's a chiddush of yid. But, so that's the Rebbein Tam Shpat and Rashi Shpat. So Tosis HaRosh here asks Rebbein Tam that this Gemara doesn't stim so good Rebbein Tam. Why? The Gemara says that this Dindi Yediyah only stims a Reis Yehuda who says that Moyes HaRashon is Lakushin Itnu. So Kedushin is happening now. So if Rashi is good, Kedushin is happening now, you need her acceptance. But if just a Yediyah, just to be Maidiyah the person, so it doesn't make sense anyway, Maidiyah. Teretz is, it's Xeris Kos, you have to Maidiyah her. So there's no Raya if Kedushin was now, Kedushin was before. There's no Raya to that. Therefore, Tosis HaRosh, and he doesn't answer the question. He holds this Gemara as a steer to Rebbein Tam. Zokta Gemara Vaita. My Rabbi Yehuda. Where is this Rabbi Yehuda? Because it comes out like this. Very important to understand. Is Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda? Does he hold Moyes Rishonis Lav the Kedushin Itnu, or he holds the Kedushin Itnu? Who is this Rabbi Yehuda that we're arguing about? The Tayu into the Brisa. The Brisa says like this. Dashing like this. Yada vehefta. It says Yada and says vehefta. Saruch sheis shoyis beyoyim kedei p'diya. In order to do Yehud, you have to have enough avdus left that it's worth a shava pruta. Mekana Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, im yesho yisbeim glasi ma shava pruta mekadashas. Im lav ein mekadashas. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that let's say a week is worth a pruta for her. For whatever reason, a week is worth a pruta. So if you have 1 week left to the avdus, you can make a kedushin. If it's less than a week left, you cannot make a kedushin. Less than a week left, you cannot make a kedushin because you don't have a shava pruta. That's what Yehuda says. So Alma Kasava, Moyes HaRishon is Lav Kedushin Itnu. Because if you held Moyes HaRishon is Kedushin Itnu, so then what do you need work left? So he holds Moyes HaRishon is Lav Kedushin Itnu. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar, Afil Tem Kedushin Itnu, Shani Hachad Amar Kwanav Hefta. Rav Nachum says, no, even if you hold the Kedushin Itnu still, there's a cost if you have to have enough room left, the Hefta, enough to be paid, enough Shav Pruta. That's all you need. So it's Machlaikis had learned up, Rabbi Yitzchak. We'll see, the Rabban Agar, we want to hold even if there's 1 hour left to you have this, you could do yid, because Rabban hold definitely Kedushin Shayim Nitnu. But here, Rav Yehuda was a chash to us, you have to have enough room left for a Shav Pruta. So the Pasha Pshat, the simple Pshat will be is, because you need, because Kedushin Shayim Lav Kedushin Nitnu, and that's the Kedushin. So that's what Rabbi says. Rav Yehuda says, no, I feel the time Kedushin Nitnu, Shani Hacha Adon Rachman Ava Hefta. That's the Machlekes of Nachum Yitzchak, and Abaya had a learned Pshat in Rav Yehuda. Zog Tegmar Avaita. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Nachman. Oima Odom Labitoi Ktana. A new Gemara, we're going to bring a raya from Rav Yehuda for something. A person could tell his little daughter, who's a ketana, she's not bas mitzvah yet, tzi'i kablik to shaykh. He says, here, go to a different place. Go from here. They live in Lakewood. Go to Muncie and be makabel kedushin. Be makabel kedushin for yourself. I don't know who you're going to be makabel kedushin from. Just go there. You can makabel kedushin. She's a ketana. Where do you see this? This is really Mordechai's kasha. Where do you see this? Because Reis Yehuda, Lavan Reis Yehuda, Mois Harishonis Lav Kushinitnu, doesn't Reis Yehuda hold that Mois Lav Kushinitnu, if he abides Pshad Reis Yehuda, Nitnu, Vilchim Shai, but he shall prove to have a Kedushi, Hokanam Leshno. You see from there that a Katana can make a Kedushin. It's a Xeris Kasha there, but we're learning out from there. We see a Katana can make a Kedushin. Right, so how it works really. Really, the question how it works. The Rishonim Mamish. All the Rishonim, this is one of the most Shvastic Gemaras around. All the Rishonim are busy. How could a Ketana do a Maisa? So it's different Pshat. One Pshat the Rishonim try, including Taisvis, is that it works within Arav. What does Arav mean? If a man wants to do Kedushin to Isha, the Isha says, give the money Leploini, and it works, right? It works. Tei money Leploini, it works. So here, the father is the one who's like the issue, accepting Kedushin. He says, give money to my daughter, and you'll be Mekadashas. You'll be Mekadashas. So it works like an Arab. The problem with that pshat is, Taisus points out, if you look into Taisus Omer, like the eighth line in, the Hochloi Shaykh in Arvis, the Aloy Dibir LeMekadash. Here, like we said, the case was, going from Lake with the Muncie, the guy never met the Mekadash, the father. So he didn't tell the Mekadash, give money to the Isha, and that will be a Kedushin, because he never met him. So it can't be Arvis. So Taisus, it can't be Arvis. The Rosh means that arrived, it says it could be Arvis. It's a problem. So I'll tell you the Rosh Pshat. Rosh Pshat is big Chiddush, very big Chiddush. Zok the Rosh Pshat, Hilchos Neir Ali. Zok the Rosh. The Hod Ein Shlichus Lekaton, Hainu Kusha Osa Shlichus Liskas La'acher. I'll tell you the Rosh outside. The Rosh says that works within Shlichus. The father's making the Ketana to be a Shliach to accept Kedushin for him. I Ein Shlichus Lekaton. We know Ein Shlichus Lekaton. Zok the Rosh is only if the shlichus is of someone else, but it's for herself. If she's the one gaining on this deal, she's becoming a kedushas. She could be a shliach. And the Kamar Sanon says you make her a shliach in front of Eden. She's a shliach. A ketana becomes a shliach. That's what it says. So if anyone ever asks you, is the shlichus lekatan or ketana? Yes, tell them yes. The Rosh, feed the Rosh, and if you test an alpha kedushin, the shlichus lekatana when it's for her good, so she's becoming a kedushas.
What makes it her good? Her benefit to be sold.
No, it's not ourselves. It's going to Kedusha now. Kedusha now. This is not the one a slave. It's even Kavu is going to be a slave. She's becoming a Kedusha. She's getting married to Marina Del Rey. She loves it. She's very happy. So, I'm going to But Omar Rav, Omar Rav Nachman. A new member. Omar Nachman says, for this member, Tziva Kavu Kedusha, we went with the Rosh. They went with Shlichas, and we learned it out from here that you see the idea that a Ketana could do the Kedusha. Another Gemara. I'm a kaddish by milva sheyesh la mashkin. If you're a kaddish with a milva that has a mashkin on it, mikudashas midar reis Rabbi Yehuda. It will also be mikudashas midar reis Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Lav amar reis Rabbi Yehuda moys harishonis lav kushinitnu. Rabbi Yehuda says the first money the master gave to the father is not the kedushin. Where's the kedushin? The kedushin is with the work left. Hayavahi v'higuf a mashkin. She alone is a mashkin. She's collateral on that mashkin that she has to work. V'chi. On top of base, the chim is shy of a shah pruto, and yeah, I have a kedushin. How can I really start here or not? So here we're saying another thing now, also another chiddush, that if a kaddish for milva, now in a regular case of a kaddish for milva, which means like this, that the isha owes you $1,000 and you're even holding her ring, and you tell her like this, here, keep your loan and you're mekadeshes. Love is mekadeshes. What do you find your thing? You find your thing by Reis of Yehuda. Comes Taisus, and you can't make heads or tails of the Gemara. You have to have some recent different shot. The Rishonim say Taisus shot. Taisus says that the Gemara means like this: you mekadesh with hanoas mechilas milva. He's saying the hano that I'm mechil you $1,000. I want the kedushin to work. Frank Taisus, what do you mean? What's the mashkin? What's the mashkin business here? It's halva. Taisus says no. The mashkin was saying like it's a liability here. You would think that if I'm mechil you $1,000 without giving you back the ring, it shouldn't be a kedushin because you're not soy mechlas. Kamash Malon, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, that even though I'm not giving back the mashkin, I can make kaddish b'milva. That's what Taisa says. Break the mashah, but you gave back the mashkin by Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Because what was the case of Yehuda? What was the alva? She owed you work. And I mean, meichel work, it's a kedushin. Okay? That's very similar to the meichel mechilas milva. But by the case of the Omavriya, I gave back the mashkin. She doesn't have to work anymore. Masha Inkin over here, I didn't give back the ring. So what's Taisa talking about? So, Enfit Masha, Shvar Pshat, he says that that just like Veer, she doesn't have das, so she doesn't really know to be samech das, and still works. See, here also, even though you're not samech das, because you're not getting back to mashkin, it still works. That's the dimyan. Because like they're both not smichas das. That's the mashal and Tosef Shah and Agamara. Other Rishayim learned Yomakash to mashkin. Again, there's around four different Shatim in the Rishayim's Gemara. One of the most hardest Gemaras. These two Shtikla Gemara, very hard Gemaras. So we're learning the first Shatim with the Rosh, with Shlichas. The second Gemara we're learning with Hanas, Mechilas, Milva, and that's how the Kedushin is working with the Hanah, Mechilas, Milva. What's mashkin? Mashkin was a liability. I'm bringing a riot that you don't need such a big smichas das from the case of Rabbi Yehuda.